Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
I've been going through it all. I've been going through it all. I've been going through it all.
I've been going through it all.
Yeah.
Back all against the wall. Trying hard not to fall.
Yeah.
All I wanted was the ball.
Hey.
I've been going through it all.
Yeah.
Back all against the wall.
Wall.
I only get one call.
Yeah.
Who the fuck do I call?
Tyrone.
I ain't got no friends.
Right.
All I got is my fam.
Nigga.
If you don't really give a fuck,
huh,
then I don't really give a damn.
Shit.
Fuck all these other niggas.
Yeah.
Don't wanna do a song with you.
Hey.
If you wanna know what I'm thinking,
hey,
then follow me on my Twitter.
Think
I've been too nice.
Right.
This is where the shit ends.
Yeah.
Y'all done got to relax.
Yeah.
Can't stick to the fucking facts.
Damn.
I don't fuck with nobody.
Right.
I never fuck with nobody.
No.
You can ask anybody.
Gone.
They say I did, then they lying.
Yep.
All this could have been avoided.
Right.
But nigga really had to snap.
See.
Cause I've been going through it all.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody had my back.
Damn.
Where the fuck was y'all at? When Vodula went down.
Right.
Soon as I'm back up, everybody wanna come around. Y'all know I go hard, so push up the fucking fader. Yesterday I'm a hater, today the cover of the fader. I've been going through it all, no drugs, no alcohol. 420 came back around, but I already came down. I thought I had it figured out, but then it all came clear. Only thing that kept me going is looking in the fucking mirror. I'm just too damn pretty.
Right.
I know your man agreed with me.
Right.
The world would be fucked up.
Yeah.
And my face wasn't all in it.
Damn.
She ill is back in your face. Instagram and book
face.
And I ain't done with y'all yet.
Face.
Going up the internet.
Man,
I've been going through it all. That's why I'm going hard.
Hard.
You did the shit to yourself.
Right.
I swear it's not my fault. Today I'm feeling really blessed. So I'ma count my blessings. I got my number 2 pencils for all you hoes to be testing. I've been going through it all. Back all against the wall. Trying hard not to fall. All I wanted was the ball. I've been going through it all. Back all against the wall. I only get one call. Who the fuck do I call? I've been going through it all. Back all against the wall. Trying hard not to fall. All I wanted was the ball. I've been going through it all. Back all against the wall.
Dude.
I only get one call. Who the fuck do I call? Winter time.
I've been going through it all.
Thank you.
The reason why you
Hey, you. You. Repeat this after me. I am currently reducing my anxiety levels. Abundance is coming. I deserve it. I accept it. I have the strength and power to make it through this. I deserve to be treated with kindness, love, gratitude. I'll be fishy. I know you're wondering, like, what core is it? Here they go. Strength cord. Baby. Go ahead. Cough up that motherfucker courage like you be coughing on goddamn ganja. And carry that strength. Because you got it in. You know you can beat some motherfuckers ass. So I'm gonna need you to beat this battle that you're going through. Life goes on, baby. I see you got some type of loyalty coming your way, baby, because life's been ghetto, and we know. We all been trying to start some businesses, but guess what, baby? Too soon. You're about to be celebrating. Baby, the world is yours. I made these cards myself, so pay attention. Ego death. You're going through one. Let that bitch go. Baby, you're amazing. Baby, look in my eyes. You're amazing. I love you. Your past doesn't define you. You hear me? Whatever happened in the past, let it go, baby. Step through the matrix because I only see a wealthy, healthy life. I don't see nothing from your past, okay? Unless you couldn't write a book and sell that motherfucker. I'm going to need you to relax. Male or female, relax. Calm your ass down. Stop overthinking. You good. Baby, you could be going through worse. You hear me? You good. Trust me. Somebody trying to figure your motherfucking ass out. Stay a mystery. Stay a motherfucking mystery. Because guess what? You can be in the limelight, baby. Bling, bling. Every time you come around, you see me bling, bling. New moon eclipse. Expect powerful change. See, what do you need to release? Let it the fuck go. You hear me? Let it go. Full moon in Gemini. The answers you need are coming. It's coming. And before I go, I'm going to let you know what you need to hear because your motherfucking needs need to relax. Okay? I love you.
You have a task to complete, and that's to heal people around you. That's the reason why you're so approachable. You know what I'm saying? You can just be chilling, don't doing nothing, and just people start walking up to you or people just looking at you and watching. You might feel unawful. You're like, damn, you know, why is everybody looking at me, man? The fuck? I ain't got nothing on, looking good. I'm just being myself. That's why. That light, that anointing over your life. That's something you can't work on. I don't care how much you put on, what you try to wear a mask, or what type of makeup you. It don't matter what you do. You can't run from that. You are chosen. You are part of a royal lineage. That's something you was born with. That's the reason why you was counted out from the beginning. Your whole life you was counted out. Why is that? Because you're royalty. They don't want you to know you're royalty. When you find out that you're royalty and you got a table prepared for you already, you think they don't want you to know that? These people want you to self-sabotage so they can take you. So they can take you. That's why people count you out. That's why people talk bad about you. That's why people gang stalk you and use your identity and steal it from you and trying to hurt you and put you in pain and situations, third parties and all this shit, your family teaming up with your exes and all this shit. That's why it's happening. Because you don't supposed to remember that you're royalty. You're supposed to be there to let them use you. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm telling you. Hey, sis, bro, yo, wake up. You're royalty. Remember that.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing awareness
Radio, enhancing awareness with clarity.
Royalty, as I always say. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haruta Oracle 7. Most know me as Keith and Boyd. And today, guys, we're going to do take two. I know that, well, if any of you probably been paying attention, this show was originally entitled The Power of Thoughts. And I was actually going to break down The Power of Thoughts. But this season is back to the basics. So what I am going over is back to the basics on, you know, clips or, you know, things that inspired me to kind of shift out of my comfort zone. When I started this journey back in 2010, I'm starting to just recant on those things that helped me, you know, push through. So I'm sharing that with the world. All right. So last week, if you guys know anything about Halloween, anything about the veil being thin and thinning, you know what I'm saying, and energy harvesting and all this, you know, last week was kind of challenging, you know what I'm saying? Please be very mindful of the suggestions and projections that you allow into your inner space, because emotional manipulation is on an all-time high, especially in this season, you guys. Like I said, energy harvesting is, again, at an all-time high. So it's very key for you to be aware of what you're allowing into your energy, and most of all, to examine what has been there and what has thrown you. If there's anything, like if you know you're vibing high and there's anything that is attempting to, you know, come into your space, you know, I don't care if it's something as simple as a Facebook post or something as simple as, you know, whatever those triggers are, be very mindful of those things in this season, all right? Sorry, my cat. So anyway, I attempted to do this last week, although it was really challenging. It was heavy, but it was heavy in a empowering, in a breakthrough way, right? It was empowering in a breakthrough way. So it wasn't a struggle. It wasn't, you know, it was different this time. Last year, it would have been a struggle. It would have been heavy. I would have been talking about shadow work. Although, no, as the scales are balancing and have balanced, you know, it was, I just felt coming to America energy. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's the energy that I felt. You know, I was very emotional, but it was emotional in a great way, right? So so I needed a moment. You know, I was attempting to do the podcast, but I needed a moment. So here we are again, guys. I'm going to try this again. I'm not as emotional today. I have my emotions in check, you know what I mean? So Ralph Smart, take two, my Ralph Smart favorites, guys. This was one, the one that I'm going to play first was one that actually he did this rising. So let's go ahead and hop into it, and I'll be back periodically through the podcast. And, you know, y'all know how it goes. If you want to call in, the number to call in is area code 929-477-3423. Please be sure to press 1 if you would like to get in the queue and speak to me. All right. All right, guys, let's get into it.
Silly. You are appreciated. Now, have you noticed, deep divers, I always put that when I reply to people? Because you, yes, you are appreciated. And I'm here to remind you of that. Give thanks, and your life will be filled with prosperity. If you are reading this, if you are watching, if you are seeing this, you are protected, you are loved, and your life will be filled with prosperity. Now, that sounds all well and good, but let's face it, deep divers, sometimes our real life can be an utter mess, disaster, an accident waiting to happen. What happens when life isn't going your way? Let me tell you. Back in the day, life was not going my way. And I was literally praying to the universe for a sign that everything would be okay, that a breakthrough would come my way. And nothing happened. I was waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and my life was still terrible. Then I realized it was because I was lacking one thing, and that was to say thank you. Because let's face it, when life seems to be going down the drain, what is there to be thankful for? Well, no, deep divers, if you can learn the power of a thank you when it's really ugly in your life will change for the better. We must learn to be thankful to the universe, even when things are not going our way, because once we do that, we change how we see everything, and then everything begins to work in our favor. Peace, infinite waters. Peace, that's better. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers. We are out here in the heart of nature, baby. Jurassic Park. I'm just breathing in that good prana, baby. And I'm so thankful I can hear. Okay, the birds just stopped singing. I was about to say I can hear birds singing. Okay, there they go again. I'm sending you all tons of good energy today, guys. Take that, take that, take that. We're raising the frequency, raising the vibration. Are you waiting for a breakthrough right now in your life? Are you really going through it? Problems at home, with your family, your relationship. You don't know your purpose. Money problems. Is everything breaking down right now, right in front of your eyes? Does the world look grim? Oh, it's going to be a cold winter, Ralph. Does it look like you're ready to throw in the towel right now? Because everything you see in front of you is chaotic. An accident waiting to happen. And let's face it, the whole planet is under lockdown. So, Ralph, that's another reason for me not to be thankful about anything, because everything is breaking down. Just look at the state of the planet. Look at the state of the planet, Ralph. Right? Hold on right there. Breakthrough. A lot of us need one right now. Major signs the universe is preparing a breakthrough for you. We got a whole lot to talk about, deep divers. We ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? Hey. I'm here to remind you, if your life is a complete mess, that could be the biggest blessing in disguise. Huh? Let me explain. Sometimes it has to get really bad for you to appreciate the good thing you weren't paying attention to before. What? Slow motion this side. A lot of people are ready to throw in the towel. But that's the moment the biggest blessing ends your life. I've seen it firsthand. When I was really going through it, I was ready to say, hey, I'm done with it. The rainbow appeared. Then the sun started to shine, just like up there. Right? If your life feels like a storm right now, I'm here to remind you, it's okay. It's happened to me, and you will get through this. Let me share with you 10 major signs the universe is preparing a breakthrough for you.
The mushrooms freak you out. But it's no wonder shrooms get a bad rap. word.
Let me tell you this. If you are going through a breakdown, that means the universe is preparing a breakthrough for you.
I don't understand, Ralph. You see, your breakdown is actually your breakthrough.
Mm.
What? Slow motion this size.
Mm.
When you feel sad, and if you are feeling sad right now about your life, about the world, if you are losing hope, if you are in despair, that's a great thing. Because your breakdown is your breakthrough. Many times you have to hit rock bottom to really know how high you can fly. Because you can't go any lower than that. You can only go up right now. If you are losing touch with reality, that shows a breakthrough is coming into your life. When I was like giving up on society, like this whole world is so fake. Guess what happened, deep divers? I stumbled into a marvelous truth that being free is your birthright.
Mm.
What? Slow motion this side.
Mm.
And I've been free ever since. You see, I had to go through the dark night of soul. I had to, oh my gosh, I don't want to be here in this world. It's terrible. Then I realized, wait a minute, I was blinded from the real truth that actually Mother Nature is so beautiful. It's just that I was living a lifestyle that was not worthy. I thought this is how the whole of the world is. And I said, no. It's only how a tiny part of my current reality is. But that's not the whole truth. So I'm here to remind you, the universe is preparing. The universe is preparing a breakthrough for you if you are going through a breakdown. Let those tears roll, baby. You see, after the storm comes a rainbow. After the storm comes sunshine. So don't hate yourself for having a breakdown. It only means you are going through a powerful transformation, and a wonderful breakthrough is emerging for you. Another major sign, deep divers, the universe preparing a breakthrough for you, is that you are no longer identifying with your ego. Edging goodness out, that's what the ego stands for. And a lot of us, we get so caught up in this persona, this mask, this ego, that we actually feel it's who we are. And sometimes we get praised for it. We get praised for it. We get commended for it. But we know deep down that's not us. And then one day, we realize that we've actually forgotten who we really are. But a breakthrough comes when you start to realize you're just playing a role. This ego you've created in this society is not who you really are. Underneath all of that facade, flexing on the ground, realize you are a spiritual being having a human experience, and you are so much more than you even know. You are so much deeper than people actually know. And the more you allow yourself to free yourself from this ego, this construct you've created, your breakthrough will come. When I realize that I'm not even who I think I am not my thoughts, I am the observer. Mm. What? Slow motion this side.
Mm.
Another major sign the universe is preparing a breakthrough for you, because the cat down the road told me you need it. You refuse to lose. You refuse to give up. You refuse to accept no for an answer. You refuse to accept no for an answer. Like they've told you no. You can't do that. You can't live this lifestyle. You refuse to believe it.
And that's how you know a breakthrough is coming your way. Do you know deep divers before? I wanted to share with the world. I consulted with a lot of people. What do you think about me making videos to inspire people? A lot of people said, Ralph, you know what? It's not going to work out for you. Just sit with your crummy 9-to-5 and be happy there. I'm like, I'm not happy there. I want to do this, right? They're like, it's not going to work out. You see, sometimes in life, deep divers, you've got to be careful who you talk to because you have many dream killers in disguise. But I followed my heart. And what happened? The breakthrough came for me because I refused to accept no for an answer. I said, yes, yes, I can create my own reality. Yes, I can inspire millions of people. Yes, I can get a YouTube Gold Award. Yes, I can live in love every single day. Yes, I can be financially free. Yes, I can.
The ancient Egyptians understood that they could use sound to reduce their weight and the gravitational effect.
Through archaeology, being optimum health, loving the life I'm living, and that's what I'm doing right now. So if you are able to hold on to your dreams when everyone says it's a bad idea, that's how you know your breakthrough is coming. Be divers. The fourth major breakthrough that I saw along my journey, that the universe was preparing, a breakthrough for me. I was spending a lot of time alone. One of my tricks, working in the belly of the beast in the system, I was all alone. And at first I thought it was a curse. Then I realized it was the greatest blessing ever because I got to know who I really am, what I like, what I don't like. I got to know thyself in ancient Egypt. In every single temple it said, know thyself, and you will come to know the secrets of the universe. When you are alone, you will come to know yourself. When you are alone, you will come to love yourself. One of the biggest reasons a lot of people are looking a little bit shaky, baby, on the planet right now is because they are afraid to be alone. The crowd is the matrix. Monkey see, monkey do. A few people wear a face mask than everyone else does. People are copycats in this matrix. Not me. I embrace my uniqueness. I embrace being different than everybody else. That's how I know the universe is preparing a breakthrough for me every single day when I hold on to my uniqueness. You will never find another Ralph Smart in the universe. You want to be able to say that. You will never find another me too in the universe, right? That's how you know your breakthrough is around the corner. In a world full of sheep, be unique. Oh, I love that. Oh, I love that, deep divers. How did I know the universe was preparing a major breakthrough for me? I was willing to do the unpopular thing. If you are willing to do something that's not popular, oh, baby, the universe is preparing a breakthrough for you. Now, back in the day, I was speaking about things which really rocked some people's feathers. Like I was decoding this matrix, and a lot of people were like, oh my gosh, Ralph. Now they're like, oh, I love it, right? But I was doing things which were not popular. I was telling people to love themselves. That wasn't popular. I was telling people to decalcify your pineal gland. That wasn't popular. But now people are starting to wake up and realize that they want to turn this whole entire world into a prison. They want to get you vaccinated, get your children vaccinated. And if you are the individual who is standing up for their rights, holding on to their freedoms, that's how you know a breakthrough is coming for you. If you refuse to bow down
And you are standing in your truth. A breakthrough is coming for you. It may not be popular, but it doesn't have to be for your breakthrough to come. Because you are about to win big in life. The universe is preparing a breakthrough for you. What's number six? When you are no longer living a scripted life, edited life, filtered life, no filters here. That's how you know the universe is preparing a breakthrough for you. You see, I only do these videos in one take. It's straight off the top of the dome. I always say, the universe is talking through me. The universe is giving me a message to give to you. Now, this is why my videos are so organic, so natural, because I don't even know what's going to happen. And that's why I always get the breakthrough. A lot of us, we live a scripted life. A lot of us, we live edited life. We only show people what we want them to see. We are afraid to be vulnerable. When in truth, vulnerability is our greatest strength. When you can make mistakes and not be ashamed about it. When you can embrace your perfect imperfections. When you can show the world how flawed you are, and that's what makes you great. Oh, baby. Your breakthrough is coming. When you don't need filters, when you don't need makeup, when you can be the natural you, your breakthrough is coming because now people have no choice but to love you for who you really are.
I failed all my classes in high school and I ended up dropping out.
Your breakthrough is coming, deep divers. The universe is preparing a breakthrough for you when you are choosing to be free in everything you do. If you're in a job, it's all based around freedom. Wait a minute, that's not a job then, because job means just over broke. So if you are turning your job into a lifestyle, that's a sign from the universe, a breakthrough is coming your way. I don't have a job. I don't work. I have a lifestyle. I'm a humanitarian first and foremost, sent here to raise the frequency of the planet, raise the vibration, and have a lot of fun. I choose to be free. I choose to not have fear in my life, only the love vibrations. And that's how I know a breakthrough is always coming my way. I'm open to people because I'm in my heart space. Fear closes you up. Love opens you up. If you are choosing to have a free mind, not be controlled by what the media is telling you about everything that's happening with this COVID-19 nonsense, and you are starting to think for yourself, say, wait a minute, I don't want to be controlled by politicians, by the government, by religions. I want to learn how to think for myself. That's how you know your breakthrough is coming. What's number eight? The eighth sign the universe is preparing a breakthrough for you. And it goes a little something like this. If you are embracing foods that can help you grow, foods that can help you evolve, foods that can help boost your immune system, foods that can add years to your life, life extension foods. That's how you know your breakthrough is coming. If you are willing to sacrifice a greasy cheeseburger for some delicious apricots, if you are willing to fast, if you are willing to let go of all of those foods which you used to love, for the greater good, to say, actually, I want to get my body in shape. Actually, I want to be healthier because I want to spend time with my great-great-grandchildren. Slow motion this side. That's how you know your breakthrough is coming. You are cutting out the junk from your diet and embracing the whole food, the plantains, the okra, the rice and beans, the spinach, the lettuce, the universe to bless us with, all of the food the universe has blessed us with to go to the next level. What's number nine? The ninth sign the universe is preparing a major breakthrough for you is that you are learning how to communicate. One of the greatest pillars of a relationship, communication, it's the bridge. Once we lose that, we have no relationship. That's why so many relationships break down, because communication fails. But if you are willing to talk through it instead of walking away, that's how you know a breakthrough is coming. You know how many relationships could have been fixed? How many friendships could have been saved? People were able to communicate how they really don't run away. Just express how you feel. Because now you know how I feel when I tell you. And now we can meet at the crossroads and figure this out, because we are talking to each other. We aren't suppressing how we feel. And that's how you know a breakthrough is coming. Sometimes you haven't spoken to someone for so long, you don't even know why. But if you are willing to say, actually, let's talk about it. Let's figure out why we feel a certain way about each other. That's how you know a breakthrough is coming. Now you start laughing, doing the little summer baby, and say, oh my gosh, how silly of us, right? Communication. If you are learning how to communicate, express your emotions, not suppress them, that's how you know your breakthrough is coming. What's the tenth? Oh, baby, sign. The universe is preparing a breakthrough for you. Deep divers. If you are saying it's over to anything no longer serving you, including your current lifestyle, that's how you know the universe is preparing a breakthrough for you. If you are getting a divorce from a mindset no longer serving you, oh, a breakthrough is coming your way. If you are able to cut the cord to the matrix all day and say, actually, no, I'm choosing love, not death, fear, that's how you know a breakthrough is coming your way. If you have the audacity to follow your heart, if you have the audacity to say, I'm pressing pause on everything right now, I'm pressing the pause button on everything. I'm going to continue to be part of the solution. I'm not going to be part of the problem.
Nice one. Why? After a long week of telling people how Liberty Mutual customized car insurance, you only pay for what you need.
I'm not going to continue to do things that make me unhappy. I'm not going to continue to do things that make me depressed. I'm not going to continue to do things that put me in fear. I'm going to nourish my soul. So the breakthrough's already here, these guys. And that's what I'm just saying. Phil, don't give me a line, baby. Can I get a hello? Beautiful, deep divers. I'm just, woo, bring in that good old prana, baby. And if you are kind to yourself, a breakthrough is coming for you. Be gentle with yourself, deep divers. You're doing the best you can. Shout out to everybody who's been getting the wonderful good old prana shirt at ralphsmart.com/clothes and fredshirt.com. If you are a sexy ass model, woo, with a whole lot of heart who wants to move the clothing, let me know if you have what it takes. Go and buy some. Go and buy some. Go to question to me at your verified gram page at official Ralph Smart, at Infinite Waters, and Facebook at Ralph Smart, at Infinite Waters. Check out the new book. Dive into more powerful information like this. Read Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon and at ralphsmart.com/the book. Your breakdown is eventually your breakthrough. Embrace it, deep divers. Have a beautiful Infinite Waters, diving deep once again. Stay well, stay healthy. You!
This is why, deep divers, you don't want to be so hard on yourself. Because I see a lot of people right now giving themselves a hard time. But I'm here to tell you, wait a minute. You're doing better than you think. I'm doing better than I think. You see, there is only one true way to know if you are improving your life. Ask yourself this question every single day, deep divers, as soon as you wake up. Do I have the same problems right now as I did last year? Deep divers, the answer for me is absolutely no. Why? Because every single day, deep divers, I'm working on myself. Every single day, deep divers, I'm learning more about myself. You see, this matrix has so many people running around like headless chickens in a hurry to get nowhere fast. Work on yourself, deep divers, harder than you work on your business. Study yourself, deep divers, more than you study for those exams. You see, if you can realize today that problems will fade away, deep divers, when you take one day at a time, all you have to do is study from the greatest library on planet Earth. And that library exists within yourself. Study your emotions. What makes you happy? What makes you sad? Learn more about yourself, because I guarantee you, deep divers, the problems you have right now won't be there next year, because they will have disappeared. So there you have it, deep divers. Realize you're doing better than you think. If you don't have the same problems right now as you did last year, congratulations. And that's why we're just saying, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Beautiful, deep divers. We're just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Have a beautiful day, deep divers. Peace. You have to put the media on quarantine, deep divers. What? Slow motion this side. You have to put the television on quarantine. You have to put fast food on quarantine. You have to put music that is destroying your soul on quarantine. You have to put the Matrix on quarantine. And the chosen ones are like, but we already did that though. Peace, infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers, we are out here in nature, baby. Another gorgeous day. We got birds up there. We got the sun over there. We got the cat down the road over there. Life is good, deep divers. I'm just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. I'm sending you tons of good ass energy today, deep divers. Take that, take that, take that. The great pandemic predictions. Uh-oh. We got a whole lot to talk about, deep divers. The great pandemic predictions. What's coming? You won't believe it, deep divers. Now, a lot of people have been messaging me. They're like, Ralph, how come you predicted this outbreak in your video, 2020 predictions? Because I'm a Pisces deep divers, born on March 3rd, that's 33. I'm a natural clairvoyant. But besides that, I've always been highly intuitive. Now, a lot of people were asking me to do a video about the great pandemic. what's coming. And deep divers, my oh my, there is a lot in the pipeline. What's coming? You won't believe it. We ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? So wonderful deep divers, let me share with you wonderful souls the visions I received, the great pandemic predictions. What's coming? You won't believe it, deep divers. Right now on the planet, people are in a state of emergency. Governments are in a state of emergency. There is pandemonium. There is panic. And I say this, deep divers, it's not a great pandemic. It's just a great panic. What? Slow motion this side. Now, it just got incredibly real. Now, a lot of people are looking a little bit shaky, baby. Now, a lot of people ain't laughing anymore. Our whole entire world has been drastically changed due to this pandemic, this COVID-19 that's been floating around the place, the atmosphere. A lot of people want to know my insight. What do you foresee, Ralph? Where do humanity go from here? Where do we all go from here? Now, I already knew, deep divers, many years ago that their time was up. The Archons, other beings which you cannot see who have been ruling the planet, their time is up. And because of this, they're not going to leave without a good old battle. And what you're seeing right now is spiritual warfare. The whole world is a stage, deep divers, and we are all actors. Why did Shakespeare say the whole world is a stage? Because deep divers, what you are seeing in front of you right now is nothing more than a motion picture. Hollywood, no. This is the real film, okay? This is the real drama. Now, what's coming, deep divers? It's only going to get worse before it gets better. It's only going to get worse on the planet before it gets better. Your freedoms are being taken away as I speak. Right now, much of the world is on a lockdown. Much of the world is in quarantine. And deep divers, this is just the beginning. Because they want to kill your human spirit. They want to crush you into little pieces so you can't breathe. And wait a minute, COVID-19 affects the respiratory system. They want to take away that good-ass prana. But they can't do that to the chosen ones. Deep divers, they can't do that to people who are awake. They can't do that to people who have their third eye open. Deep divers, I don't need 5G. I'm just heading to 5D. So that's what's happening on the planet, deep divers. That's what's coming for much of the masses, much of the people who have been programmed in this matrix. Their freedoms will be taken away. You are going to be in quarantine. Not for a couple of weeks like the US wants, or 3 to 6 months like the UK want and much of Europe. No, you are going to be in quarantine for a longer period of time. We're talking about for the rest of your lifetimes. Huh? Yes. Quarantine is the new normal on the planet. You see, deep divers, the world will never ever be the same again. Go and watch my 2020 prediction video. My 2020 predictions video. I said in 2020 something will happen which will be far bigger than 9/11. It will affect billions of people and their lives will never ever be the same again. You see, for a lot of people who have fear, and I always say, deep divers, let love guide you, not fear. People who are, because that's the only pandemic on the planet, fear. People who are in a perpetual state of fear right now, because they're watching the news 24/7, they will continue to quarantine themselves even after this pandemic fades away. They will voluntarily choose to wear a mask in the next 5 years and 10 years. Many people will be self-isolating for the rest of their lives. Many people will be afraid of other human beings for the rest of their lives. Many people will refuse to travel or even go outside for the rest of their lives. This is the new normal. Life won't go back to what it was a year ago. No, this is the new world order. This is what your masters planned for you. And it's been in the making for a mighty long time because it's all scripted. Once again, the whole world is a stage and we are all actors. So the part of the play right now is to have a great pandemic, which is not really a pandemic, it's more of a great panic. You see, deep divers, the truth is stranger than the fiction. What's happening right now on the planet? The vibration has been lowered. A lot of people are in fear. And deep divers, more people will die from depression, anxiety, turning to alcohol because they don't know how to deal with the situation, than the actual virus going around. A lot of people will have more depression. Depression levels will soar because of what's happened. Anxiety levels will soar because of what's happened. But the good news, deep divers, is that the whole of the planet is being transformed. Deep divers, a global reset button, a global reset button has been pushed. Everything has been reset. That means coronavirus is the great equalizer. What do I mean by this? There is an economic collapse that is on the way. A great depression, deep divers. Everything is going to collapse economically. Markets are going to crash because the whole of the planet is in a state of lockdown, in a state of quarantine. Businesses have to shut down and they are going out of business, no pun intended. Because of this economic crash, a lot of people are going to have a lot of time to start thinking about what's really going on. A lot of people are going to have a lot of time for introspection to say, actually, this new way of life for me is very foreign. And because of this, a lot of people are going to be forced to start questioning their reality, to say, actually, wait a minute, what's actually going on? Stanley Milgram, Yale professor, very famous social psychologist, and as a psychologist, I studied and learned about Stanley Milgram in university. In the 1960s, he had the famous Milgram experiment, okay, obedience experiment. And he actually advertised in the newspaper, I'll pay you $4 an hour if you just participate in my scientific study, okay? But they didn't know that they were actually participating in an obedience study, okay? And basically, they had to ask their partner a question, and if their partner got it wrong, they could give them a little electric shock. It started off at 15 volts, okay? And every time they got it wrong or made a mistake, it would go up and up until it reached the maximum of 450 volts. Now, some participants actually said, no, this is immoral. I'm not going to partake in this experiment. This is wrong. However, over 65% went through with the experiment. And even though their partners were in pain, they obeyed authority. What you're seeing right now on the planet is the new version of the Milgram obedience experiment. What? Slow motion this side. Deep divers, the great pandemic. What's coming? You won't believe it. A lot of people are scared of bats right now because apparently that's where it came from. You are going to see 7-Day Vegan Challenge, a rise in veganism, a rise in people who are going to be going plant-based. Already, you are seeing more people become health conscious because they want to boost their immune system and they don't want to catch COVID-19. You are going to see more people be more interested in health superfoods, vitamin C, turmeric, vitamin D, fresh fruits, leafy greens. More people are becoming health conscious because of fear that a virus may overtake and actually take over their entire body. What's coming, deep divers? In the next 13 months, there is going to be a vaccine which is going to be made mandatory for much of the world to take. And in actuality, many people are actually going to volunteer. Many people are going to choose that, hey, we have to have this vaccine. And because of this mandatory vaccine, there are going to be many people who are going to refuse this, but many governments are going to enforce this mandatory vaccine. And they're going to say it's to protect you. And what's actually going to happen is that many countries are going to say, if you don't take this vaccine, which is full of mercury, you won't be able to enter our country. So you are going to have a certificate saying that you do not have this virus within you. We are moving towards an Orwellian state, deep divers. Big Brother, oh, it just got incredibly real, has been here for a long time because you have been ruled over by inorganic beings who have used you as batteries. What's coming, deep divers? You won't believe it. Many people, though, are waking up. Thank goodness gracious for that. Many people are losing trust in the system. Many people will pull away from the matrix. Many people will take their children out of the schools for good. And that's why many children will not be returning to schools. because many conscious parents are like, actually, I kind of knew something was fishy about the system. Now I realize that this system is nothing more than a pack of cards, than a house of cards. And it's so easy for it to crumble, for it to collapse. Many people, what are you going to see after this, deep divers? A lot of people are going to lose trust in the system. They're going to start to realize that this system is fragile, that this system doesn't even know what it's doing. And it's not just about living for the system. You have to do for yourself right now. You have to invest in yourself, your spiritual health, your mental health, your physical health. What's coming, deep divers? Love will win. What? Slow motion this side. Love will win. Love will win. That's what's coming. You are going to see the whole earth be reborn with more people waking up more than ever. Now, there are going to be mass protests, deep divers. A lot of people are going to start protesting in the next 12 months about this quarantine business. Like, hey, I don't want to stay indoors, because in much of Europe, you are going to be in quarantine for the next 6 months. And you're going to have to put your hand up to go to the toilet. Now, there are going to be huge global protests about this quarantine. And I'm here to remind you, deep divers, you have to remind yourself, if you are in alignment with nature, you have nothing to worry about. If you have gotten right with nature, you have nothing to worry about. Because love will win. Love will win the battle, deep divers, not fear. But not everybody's going to make it. There are going to be huge casualties. A lot of people are going to fall victim to fear, victim to propaganda. Only the chosen ones will be left. What? Slow motion this side. The great pandemic, deep divers, what's coming? You won't believe it. Society right now, as I speak, is being recalibrated. A new infrastructure is being built. Many people will go off the grid in the up and coming months. Many people will actually retreat even further. If you've already been out of the matrix, you are like, hey, I gotta go really out of the matrix right now. As people realize that the way we have been living, we have been a virus to the planet. We've been killing the planet, killing the rainforest. Since 1970, over 60% of animal populations have vanished from this planet. So now more people will start to realize that we have to start getting right with the planet, because this is part of the karmic debt. Deep divers, what's coming? You won't believe it. This is not going to go away soon. In the next 36 months, you are going to have a new strain of the coronavirus. And it's going to be even more powerful than this one. This one is very contagious, but it only kills less than 1%. The new strain is going to be a lot more lethal, and it's going to affect a lot of people. But it won't affect you if you are right with nature, if you are raising your vibration every single day. Deep divers, what's coming? You won't believe it. The ruling oligarchy, the Owl Club, the inorganic beings who have been harvesting the energy of human beings, who have been manipulating you, ruling over you, their time is coming to an end. And you are going to see the collapse. You are going to see many arrests happen from these people high up. You're going to see them fall. Someone will be arrested. And you're going to start to see that this coronavirus has been a massive cover-up. It was made in a lab in Wuhan. It's a man-made virus. And this is going to come out in years to come, that this is not a natural virus, this was a man-made virus, and politics got involved. The great pandemic, deep divers, what's coming? You won't believe it. A new earth is being built. Justice will be restored. The first will be last and the last will be first. Because we are ushering in the age of Aquarius, deep divers, a full disclosure will be present. The hidden will come to light. For the first time, millions of people all around the world will start to realize that the world out there has been nothing more than a B-movie. You've been living in nothing more than a cheap set in a B-movie. People are going to be hungry for the truth, and only the truth, and nothing but the truth. They're going to start to realize that there is no world out there. The only true world is within us. The new world will be built by the chosen ones, deep divers, and justice will be restored. And that's why I'm just saying, feel so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello there? All the people who created this virus will be brought down, and they will have to pay the penalty. Deep divers, I'm just, woo, breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. Shout out to everybody who's been rocking the wonderful good-ass prana shirts at ralphsmart.com/clothes. Got a question for me, deep divers? Add me on the verified official Instagram page at @officialralphsmart and the verified Facebook page at @ralphsmart, and the model search is on. If you are a sexy ass model, woo, with a lot of heart, DM me on Instagram at @infinitewaters. Check out the new book, deep divers, for more empowering information like this. Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon. Deep divers, love will win. Let love guide you, not fear, today. Have a beautiful day, deep divers. Peace. Infinite waters, diving deep. Once again, stay well, stay healthy. Peace. You! Love, love, will, win. Win. Yes, it's already won. Peace. Peace, infinite waters, diving deep. Once again, we are here, baby, baby. How to handle negative thoughts, your overactive mind. Let's just, woo, breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. Do you have a lot of thoughts? Do you have an overactive mind? I got a question that came in from someone who asked this. They're like, hi Ralph.
Hi.
How can I stop thinking all of these negative thoughts? Like, I sometimes think that the world is a very, very bad place, Ralph. Why do I have these kind of thoughts? Well, that's a great question. Does that ever happen to you? Sometimes you're like, hey, where did that negative thought come from? Let's face it. There is a lot of stuff going on the planet right now. We ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? Let me share with you what's helped me along my journey handle negative thoughts, an overactive mind, and transform it into thoughts which serve me. Now, with so much going on the planet right now, I get it. Even I have negative thoughts sometimes. I'm like, what am I doing here? Right? What's going on? I get it. And I've realized that You see, the secret is to not get drawn into fear. You got to let love guide you and not fear. Slow motion this side. But I'm scared, Ralph. I don't know what to do. Okay. This is for you then. I've realized this time and time again. You see, along my early journey, I had a lot of negative thoughts. I was living in a tight condition. And I was thinking, gosh, my life is never going to change for the better. I'm stuck, right? That word, stuck. I'm stuck. So I realized this, that it was because of where I was. So ask yourself this question, where am I right now? Look at your environment, because our environment shapes our thoughts. When I was in a very crowded city, I would wake up to cars just beeping, honking their horn, walk outside, pollution. I'm like, okay, I'm starting to get a lot of negative thoughts right now, and I don't know where they came from. Get out of the way! I just don't know where they came from, right? We forget to realize that everything is connected. So then I started to realize, okay, let me change my environment. Go somewhere more peaceful, more tranquil. I got my butt into nature, baby. Got the feng shui right. And all of a sudden, those negative thoughts that were there before weren't there anymore. How? And I realized, oh, it's the environment. You see, place yourself in an environment which complements your true, amazing greatness. Because then you'll start influencing how you think. All of those super successful people you see, they could only do what they did because they had the right environment. Therefore, they had the right thinking space, baby. Slow motion this side. Our thoughts are our children. I realized this along my journey. I get it now. Our thoughts are our children. And what happens? A lot of people say, Ralph, I've got so many negative thoughts. I just want to ignore them all. I don't want to deal with it, Ralph. And I'm like, okay, I get you. I don't want to deal with it either. Neither does a cat down the road. So let's just ignore those thoughts, like push them to one side, right, and then go to sleep. Wait a minute, I'm still thinking about those thoughts. You see, resistance makes stronger. And the harder you try to push those negative thoughts away, the stronger they want to come into your mind and keep you up, because they're like that, right? So I realize a secret, that your thoughts are your children. Never ignore your children. Listen to them, because there might be a message in there that you should really pay attention to. They may be trying to communicate something to you that might even help you. Become aware of something you weren't aware of before. I had a lot of negative thoughts one time that, gosh, so many people on the planet are like robots. I don't know where that came from. Is that kind of negative, right? But it actually was a good thing, because I'm like, I don't want to be a robot. I just want to live with a cat down the road and deep divers and stuff, right? Okay. So, many people, this may be you, suppress how they feel.
they suppress their thoughts. They're like, this is a good thought and this is a bad thought, right? So we suppress our thoughts over time. And therefore, yeah, you guessed it, it's going to come out sometimes in a very, very inconvenient time. When you're getting married, you have this really negative thought. What am I doing here? Don't worry about it. Just get married. Look. So, I realize it's not about suppressing thoughts. It's about becoming aware of what I am thinking. And why am I thinking it? Like, where did this thought come from, even? Like, to begin with. Why am I thinking of weird stuff, right? What's your most negative thought, right? I have a lot of negative thoughts, and I've realized that it's healthy. It's okay. It's not about just thinking positive or thinking negative. Ultimately, we want to be thinking thoughts that are serving us. And I realized the moment I stopped suppressing thoughts, like, okay, I can't think this negative thought, I'm like, whatever. Cat down the road was like, whatever, just let it in. Allow the thoughts to come like passing clouds, baby, and they'll just drift away into another day. Oh, that rhymes, baby. Just drift away to another day. Drake, let's do a song, baby. Actually, Lauryn Hill, let's do it. Okay. Look, so I started to realize it's not about suppressing your thoughts. It's not about suppression. It's about expression. And you can only do that by awareness, by allowing, not resisting. Now, let's face it. We have good thoughts and bad thoughts. Shakespeare said, there are no good thoughts or bad thoughts, right? But thinking makes it so, right? Nothing is good or bad, but thinking makes it so. Right, and that's a very powerful statement, Shakespeare. You're a deep diver, right? You were a deep diver. Look, I love that because that's what I realized too along my journey. You see, our thoughts are very neutral. They didn't do anything wrong. I did nothing. That's what your thoughts are telling you. But you see, our thinking mechanism is what makes a thought good or makes a thought bad. Our upbringing, our social conditioning of what is right or wrong is why so many people have what we call negative thinking. Oh my gosh, Ralph! Yeah, because you're trying to be perfect with good thoughts, right? That's why you have a lot of bad thoughts. Don't try to be too slick, baby. So I realize this, that I don't have any good thoughts or bad thoughts. They're just thoughts. And what is making them good or bad is my attitude towards them, surely, right? So that's what will really help you transform your negative thoughts into thoughts which are serving you. Realize it is the attitude towards your thoughts which actually make the thoughts what they are. Slow motion inside. I've got an overactive mind. Do you? Don't worry about it. I do too. Join the club. Hold my hand and let's walk off into the sunset. Most people who have an overactive mind, what we call the monkey mind, is always active, always chit-chattering. So a lot of people on the planet who do, I don't know why you're laughing in the background. 7-day vegan challenge. How's it going? I see a lot of people on Snapchat. Oh, baby. Eating some good food today. Grapefruit. Peaches, pears. Got the whole lot. Stimulants will give you an overactive mind. We forget that food influences our thoughts. And I know this firsthand because I used to eat everything, like everything, even the carpet. A lot of junk food as well, right? Oh, carpet. No good. Right? And then I shifted my whole diet. I changed it. And all of a sudden I got new thoughts just by changing what I was putting into my body. Eating a more plant-based diet, I got a new mind, baby. And I didn't even have to pay that much for it, to be honest. Stimulants, the biggest culprit, so sorry. We're talking about that white sugar, right? Which is going to keep you very active. It's actually a drug. I don't know why they sell it to us. That's another story. We're talking about caffeine. Now, coffee. I was in Ethiopia. I had some beautiful coffee there. I love that coffee, by the way. I had it with some injera. Beautiful taste. But I don't drink a lot of coffee. But if you do, that's wonderful. Go for it. But you see, high amounts of caffeine and other stimulants really are, is what is keeping us up at night, is keeping the mind overactive. Ever wondered why there's a coffee shop at every corner? You just bump into it, ouch, right? Because they need to keep your ass active to keep this matrix going. Slow motion is like, I love the smell of coffee. But realize that everything in moderation, that's what helped me along my journey to realize I don't want so many stimulants. I'm not going to be drinking a whole load of Red Bull before I go to sleep. Because I want to actually sleep. So I realized for a long time I was just like hyperactive. Fizzy drinks growing up, soda, burgers, fries, chocolate bars, right? A lot of stimulants in there, a lot of ingredients you can't even pronounce. That's a no-no. And then I came across watercress, the most nutrient-dense vegetable in the world, full of magnesium. It's really going to calm you down. Now you're feeling very sleepy. Right? It's going to calm your nerves down. Leafy greens, dark leafy greens will calm your overactive mind. It's that simple. Plant-based diet. Just ask people who are on the plant-based diet. Has your mind, like, relaxed a lot since you've been on it? They're like, totally, dude. Right? Okay. Now, thoughts. Negative thoughts. Overactive mind, it's about occupying the present. That's what's helped me along my journey to really deal with an overactive mind and negative thoughts. Occupy the present. Where are you right now? I'm in the year 3000. I'm 10 years ago. I'm 5 days ago. You're somewhere in the past, right? But what about right now? What are you doing? Are you even aware that you are watching this video right now? No? Don't worry about it. So, I started to realize that for a long time I was just not here. Where are you, Ralph? Where are you? Even the cat down the road was asking me that. I was somewhere else, lost in space. And I'm a Pisces, so this is normal. But I realized that I gotta ground myself into the present moment. That is meditation, ultimately. And that will help you transform those negative thoughts into thoughts which serve you, because now your attention is going on the present moment. You don't have time to shift your focus back there, only on what's in front of you. Now, I've realized the mind is very cunning. It's a beautiful tool. But like Osho said, a very dangerous master. Gosh, you don't want to make your mind the ruler of your life, baby. You want to make your heart that. But you really want to fuse both together. And I've realized that you don't want to believe everything your mind is telling you. Like, you don't want to believe every single thought. You're going to win the lottery in the next 5 minutes, right? That's actually a good thought. It just probably won't happen. Sorry about that. Could happen, Ralph. Of course it could. Look, every thought you have, I'm no good, Ralph, I'm terrible. That's your monkey mind playing tricks on you from your social conditioning, what you used to see on the TV of standards of beauty. They lied to you, man. Get your refund. You lost the ticket, the receipt. Well, that's your issue. Sorry. So I realized this, that, hey, I'm not going to believe every single negative thought about me, because I have a lot of thoughts. I'm like, sometimes, Ralph, you shouldn't have done that. You should have done this. And I'm like, this is my monkey mind going off at me again. But I'm not going to believe every thought like it's the truth. I'm like, it's got a sense of humor. So I laugh with it. I laugh with my mind and my thoughts. And that's what helps me handle my overactive mind. You got to have a sense of humor in life, because if you don't, so sorry. Look, nobody's getting out of here alive. Okay, that's good. Start laughing now. Right? Have a sense of humor, for goodness sakes. Now, what helped me along my journey was to realize this, that you don't have to act on every thought you have. Like, if you've got a negative thought, you don't have to act on it. You don't have to act on every single thought. Like, you might have a thought which says, go and change those clothes. You might have a thought which says, you're a terrible person, right? You don't have to act on every single thought. Once again, realize that many of the thoughts we have are actually suppressed emotions trying to speak to you. That's all. They just wanted to say, can I get a hello there? But you ignored them. You cast them out, and now they're coming back for revenge. Don't worry about it. Well, make friends with your negative thoughts. How about that? Hold their hand, kiss them, take them out on a date. I'll pay for it. How about that? Now, reframe your mind. Get a new perspective, what I call the bird's eye view. Now, I was in a plane 48 hours ago, right? And I'm looking down thinking, oh my gosh, we're tiny people in an airplane. But when we're down here, we feel like so massive, right? That's perspective, baby. And it's a beautiful thing. You see, when you reframe your mind, you get a totally different perspective of everything. And you start to realize, actually, my thoughts, these negative thoughts, are because you are only focusing from one angle. You've only got one lens. You need to change the lens, change the angle, change the perspective, get in a plane and look down. Get in a plane and look down at everything and say, oh my gosh, those thoughts are nothing more than a drop in the ocean. I'm like in an airplane. I can't even see my house right now. The cat down the road doesn't even exist. And I can only see, like, that massive rock over there. And even that, wait a minute, I can't even see that right now. So it's similar to our thoughts. The more you really separate yourself from your thoughts and say, okay, I am not my thoughts. These are just passing clouds, and I'm going to move further away from them and then see it from a totally different view. And that will give you a fresh perspective once you reframe your mind. Buddha said, your worst enemy can't harm you as much as your unguarded thoughts. Slow motion for Buddha. That's powerful right there. Oh, that's powerful, right? So you want to, once again, become present. Reframe your mind. Put your thoughts in perspective. Realize, can you remember what happened to you 5 years ago when it was really bad that night? You remember? Of course you do. You got the selfies to prove it. Now, you're like smiling because you made it out of that. But I know it took you 5 years to reframe your mind, but at least you did it. Now, if you have a negative thought, reframe your mind by taking a step back. And if you're looking at the thought with only one kind of attitude, change it right now. How do you do that, Ralph? Well, realize that you need to surround yourself with other people to get new perspectives. right? I meet so many people every single day. I connect with so many people. And I'm like, gosh, I had this really bad thought. And they tell me theirs. And I don't feel so bad anymore. I'm like, I'm good. They got it way worse than me. That's not good either, Ralph. Okay, look. That's okay, right? No. Okay, look. When you surround yourself with better company, they can help you deal with your negative thoughts. Because once again, sometimes we get so preoccupied with ourselves, we get consumed upstairs, what I call upstairs living. Ever been downstairs before? No? Well, you should try it. Once again, you reframe your mind, a new perspective. If you're living upstairs, always in the head space, come down to the heart space. Living in the heart space all the time, stay there, right? Reframe your perspective. You see, many times we have negative thoughts because we feel stuck. You're stuck in a job, a relationship you don't like. You got no money, and the cat down the road has gone missing for the fourth time. What are we going to do? It seems like the world is coming to an end. But wait a minute. We ain't even had breakfast yet. Can we at least do that first? So I realize that better company is everything. I surround myself with people who inspire me, motivate me, who can help me become a better human being. A lot of the times, it's a choice. If you surround yourself with people who trash talk about you, they talk behind your back, right? You don't feel good when you're around them. Once again, that's going to influence your negative thoughts. But ultimately, you've got to start taking responsibility for what you are thinking. Whatever you focus on grows. Whatever you tune into, you are becoming. Right? So start becoming aware that you also have a part to play in whether or not you are thinking negative thoughts or thoughts which are serving you. The easiest way to think thoughts which are serving you is to start changing your environment, baby. And then you'll just say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? We are here in the art gallery. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Have a beautiful day, deep divers. We're here. Infinite waters. Diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy. Peace. You.
All right, Royal. Royalty. All right, guys. I hope you guys are enjoying the podcast, right? Has grown so much. So thank you guys again for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Buddha 7 Oracle Guys, and today we have been listening to Ralph Smart's favorites. This season is called Back to the Basics, right? So I have been sharing some of my, basics. Some things that early on in my journey as I started to awaken, and what I have found that awakening is on levels. When you think you know, you probably don't have no idea. But I also feel that Spirituality 101 is a very important class that we all, I don't care what level you're on or how high you think you are or how high you even may be, there is it's always wise to go back to the basics. This is why I coined Enhancing Awareness Radio as one big classroom, because I don't like to I like to listen a lot, and just observe and not talk, too much, So that's why you see all the clips. And because I like to learn from other people, I like to get other people's perspective. So that's been the foundation you know, and we marry that perspective, and, you know, we just build off of that perspective, you know what I mean? So what we focus on grows, and are we in the solution or are we rooted in the problem, right? So thanks to anybody who's listening. Definitely appreciate you. So let's go ahead and I'm going to close out here in a second, but let's go ahead and there are, I think, two or three more clips that I want to share in this podcast. The numbers, I don't know if you guys are seeing numbers, but just know that we are in a time frame of frequency, you know what I'm saying? So many of you guys may be seeing numbers, right? 33 is one of my favorites, you know what I mean? So let's hear what Ralph has to say about the 33. This one was a huge favorite of mine, guys. So yeah, let's listen. I'll be back to close out.
Peace. Infinite waters diving deep once again. We are out here in nature. It's a whole new start. The new year. Wait a minute. Every day's new year when you're following your calling. Can I get a hello there? Let me just first start by saying I am infinitely, infinitely grateful, right? Infinitely grateful to connect with great people every single day, right? And I call this whole year, which really is every day, right, the year of unity, where we're letting go of the old, we're embracing the new paradigm, right, where magic, we're going to see it's going to be all around us. So when we talk of manifesting 3-3 magic, I get thousands of questions. It's hard for me to keep up. But I get a lot of questions around synchronicity. Why do I see 11-11, 2-2-2, 3-3? Why do I think of someone and then they just appear? Let's breathe in that good-ass prana first. Right. Okay. We're there now. Okay. So let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. You see, there are things only synchronistic people will understand, understand and overstand. That is, for example, that, hey, yes, I see 11-11 a lot, and 2-2-2 a lot, and 3-3-3 a lot. And it's all because I am in alignment. So when I say 3-3 magic, I'm talking about alignment magic. The reason why the number 33 was so powerful in ancient mystery schools was because it's in correspondence to the 33 vertebrae, spinal column, right? So it's transformation, elevation, and that's where we're heading in the year of unity, right? A lot of people say, I see 11-11. 11 is the gateway. Two ones, right? It's a gate. You are going through something, right? You're paradigm is shattering. You are now piercing the veil of illusion to embrace the secret, which is life isn't what you thought it was. Can I get a hello there? Don't worry about it. 2-2. You are now becoming an architect. You are now realizing the world we live in is like a computer simulation. That's why we use computers. Zeros and ones. So let's dig deeper. Let's dive deeper. How to manifest 3-3 magic. Well, let me just talk about sound thinking. Ever been thinking about something and then you turn on the radio and then a singer says the exact word you're thinking about? Oh my gosh! Really creepy, right? What's going on? As a psychologist, a counselor, but more so an infinite being with no labels, I say that synchronicity is where your dominant thoughts align with your life and become your dominant experiences. That's why sometimes you're thinking about a fruit and then someone walks in the room with a t-shirt saying banana. Wait a minute, I was just thinking about banana. That's what happens. Right? Sometimes you meet a random person, but guess what? You find out they're not random. They're actually an old family member. Can I get a hello
there what I call the hidden connection. Right? 3-3 magic is all about realizing that word is bond. Right? Many years ago, I went by the name of Kemet Prince One. Now, if you're a deep diver, you should know that. If you're not, don't worry about it, right? And that was powerful because once you connect back to the ancient mystery schools of Egypt, it's powerful energy. But at the same time, I was keeping myself in a box because I was just at the 1-1 stage, right? The 11th stage, which is the first, it's the first gateway. Then the 2-2, then the 3-3, leading on to infinity. So it was great. It made me feel empowered to know all of these ancient secrets. But at the same time, the magic wasn't happening like it should. So I said, okay, walking down the ocean, I said, whoa, the ocean is super powerful. Infinite waters. Can I get a hello there? As soon as I connected with that force, the force of infinite waters, game over. I manifested the 3-3. I manifested the 3-3 magic, which is all about transformation. No borders, no boundaries. That's why I connect with millions of people every single day. Because once again, it's all about the names you use and the energy you embody. You see, once you change one area of your life, all other areas change, right? There was a time where I used to feel really sorry for myself, right? I used to be all tucked in bed, didn't want to go out, didn't want to see you, definitely not you. But then one day, the sun shone on my face, and I got inspired, right? I breathed in that beautiful prana, and I said, it's time to go out, right? It's time to realize there's more to life. And as I changed my perspective, as I changed my inner experience, feeling better about myself, all other areas of my life became aligned to that. You see, that's why I always talk about the inner experience. As a psychologist, I'm giving consultations daily. I'm talking with people all around the world that you got to take care of your emotional bank balance. 3-3 magic is about realizing how you feel. I've spoken about magic money is what you are going to attract externally. We never attract what we want. We always attract what we are. So it doesn't mean that if you think negative thoughts, negative things are going to happen to you. No, you got to become an alchemist. A wizard, where if you're stuck in an avalanche, you use your wand to get the hell out of there. Can I get a hello? 3-3 magic is really about a higher level of who you are. Now, many times I talk about becoming your greatest version. And people say, Ralph, wait a minute, we already are perfect. And I say, actually, you're right. We don't have to become anything. We already are amazing. We already are enough. At the same time, gosh, I love saying that. At the same time, right? That should be a meme. At the same time, Windows, new versions every year, right? Every couple of months, they got a new version out. Goodness gracious. Because you need to update yourself. You need to upgrade yourself. Let me upgrade you. Right? 3-3 magic right now, this being the year of unity on the planet, is where you're going to see a lot of content creators come out of the woodworks, right? That's what I'm seeing right now is the March 3rd Pisces. Pisces know what I'm talking about, right? There's going to be a hell of a lot of content creation that's going to help humanity rise even higher to their limitless nature. Right? What else? We're also going to see that races are going to break down. The concept of race is going to break down even more in this year, and nationality, as people begin to see the truth even more. Manifesting 3-3 magic, which is what I call alignment magic, is really starting small. You see, many artists, I'm going to do a whole video for content creators, because I've been doing this for a long time, created a lot of abundance, and still am. A lot of people get stuck, once again, wiping the trophy. Biggest trap ever. My mentor said, look, don't rest on your laurels. To manifest 3-3 magic, you got to realize, once again, every day's new year. Look, right now, you're probably just rolling out of bed. You probably drunk so much last night, ate so much, you can't move. You see, that's how many of us live. Just like if you make a video, for example, I always tell people this. I've got viral videos. I've got over 42 million views, right? Over nearly 500,000 subscribers. But at the same time, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. Because once again, every day, we're creating the magic. It's everyday magic. I'm not saying, gosh, yeah, look at everything I've done. That's how you get stuck. That's how you get trapped. Because once again, you're resting on your laurels. To manifest 3-3 magic, you have to see that every day is a new start. That no matter what's happened to you, right? So yesterday I had a video which I did which got deleted, which was going to be this one. So guess what? I just did it again. Can I get a hello there? It's the highest form of wizardry. You see, synchronicity emanating from the Greek syn, together, chronos, time, happening at the same time, is where you realize you can create anything. You can be anything once you start deleting the programs you have in your mind. Once you start realizing, hey, just as long as you are in alignment, you will be taken care of. All I have to do is just share. Right? I'm set. And that's all you have to do too. If you're a dancer, just dance. Don't worry about it. If you're an artist, just draw, paint, and you will be taken care of. That's how 3-3 magic works. You got to be in alignment. The right people will find you when you are in the right place. Can I get a hello? And that's what I've seen along my journey. I know exactly who I'm connecting with. Right? Because once again, you know what time it is or what time it isn't, right? How the world is shifting to such a powerful place right now as we speak. But let me just tell people who are doubting themselves right now for the new year, because sometimes when you don't realize every day is a new year, you go with a program and you might feel inadequate. You might feel useless, that your life isn't going according to plan. Don't worry about it, because I was just like you. There were days where I thought, goodness gracious, life won't get any better. What happened? I took a small step. I did a little bit every single day, and I believed that things would get better. I know they did. They got tremendous. Can I get a hello there? Only through connecting with people who reminded me who I was. Your vibe attracts your tribe. You see, I'm not here just to make videos for everyone to say, oh my gosh. No, I've already gone past that stage, right? I've gone past that stage long time ago. I'm here right now as a wizard to once again trigger and be the catalyst for my former selves out there, right? Because everybody you see is you in a different space and time. So once again, if you've got a crazy idea, share it. because it will probably change your life. That's what we call 3-3 magic. It's not about just doing what people want to hear. You got to do it for yourself. If people don't like it, too bad. Go and eat some grapes. Can I get a hello there? At least it's healthy. So once again, may this year be all you want. I know it's all I want already because it's right now. And just realize that, hey, you're good enough. Your message is good enough. I was skating yesterday and I told someone, look, they wanted to get into content creation. And I said, look, your presence alone is enough. Let me repeat that. Your presence alone is enough. That is ultimately 3-3 magic. So go out there, share, have fun, dance around, and have fun with the cat down the road. We're out here, baby. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy. Peace. You!
I am free, I am balanced, I am healed, I am love. Forgive, I release, I love. I am free, I am balanced, I am healed, I am love. I forgive, I release, I love. I am free, I am balanced, I am healed, I am love. I forgive, I release, I love. I am free, I am balanced, I am healed, I am love. I forgive, I release, I love. I am free, I am balanced, I am healed, I am love. I forgive, I release, I love. I am free, I am balanced, I am healed, I am love. I forgive, I release, I love. I am free, I am balanced, I am healed, I am love. I forgive, I release, I love. I am free, I am balanced, I am healed, I am love. I forgive, I release, I love. I am free, I am balanced, I am healed, I am love. I forgive, I release, I love. I am free, I am balanced, I am healed, I am love. I forgive, I release, I love. I am free, I am balanced, I am healed, I am love. I forgive, I release, I love. I am free, I am balanced, I am healed, I am love. I forgive, I release, I love. I am free, I am balanced, I am healed, I am love. I forgive, I release, I love. I am free, I am balanced, I am healed, I am love. I forgive, I release, I love. I am free, I am balanced, I am healed, I am love. I forgive, I release, I love. I am free, I am balanced, I am healed, I am love. I forgive, I release, I love. I am free, I am balanced, I am healed, I am love. I forgive, I release, I love. I am free, I am balanced, I am healed, I am love. I forgive, I release, I love. I am free, I am balanced, I am healed, I am love. I forgive, I release, I love. I am free, I am balanced, I am healed, I am love. I forgive, I release, I love.
I forgive, I forgive, I forgive, I release, I love. All right, y'all, love. Love Toni Jones. Love, love, love her. All right, guys. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up, but I'm going to go ahead and leave you guys with one more clip. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to Spiritual Soul Sunday with your host, Haruta Oracle 7, guys. Please join me every weekend, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, here on Hanson Awareness Radio. And, the podcast that I had today originally was Change Your Thoughts. It was the power of thoughts. There we go. But it's going to be a classroom segment because there's an 11-page article that we're going to dissect and break down. So, again, guys, this season is about back to the basics, right? So I want to share a lot of my basics with you guys. You know, spirituality is 101. You know, we have done a lot of Enhancing Awareness podcasts to where it was kind of advanced, you know what I mean? So I want to bring it down a bit, right, and get back to the basics. So that's what we're doing here at Enhanced Awareness Radio. During the week, guys, I have podcasts of I birthed ancestral tea this season, and I also birthed Royal Rising Information. So it's not consistent as far as weekly podcasts is concerned, but sometimes I do pop up during the week. So please be sure that you subscribe to Enhancing Awareness Radio through the Blog Talk format. All right. How to know if you are an indigo child, right? Go ahead and subscribe to Ralph Smart's channel. His link is in the show notes, guys. And, guys, enjoy your week. Happy Halloween. Go back and listen to the archives to the podcast that we've done on Halloween. Type in Enhancing Awareness Radio, Halloween, and you'll see the classrooms where we broke down Halloween. But this weekend, this time, this year, 2022, we're chilling, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of information. If you're not in the know right now, it's because of you. You know what I mean? What we focus on grows. All right, guys. Join me during the week. And, yeah, till next time. And also every weekend at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central here on Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm out. Get out in nature, you guys. Breathe in that good-ass prana. All right, guys. Till next time.
Peace. Infinite waters diving deep once again. We are here. Feels so good to be alive. How to recognize you're an indigo, crystal, starseed, or rainbow child. We got a lot to talk about. Now, I get over 1,000 messages every single day. This channel is inspiring millions of people. And how it started was through my awakening. Let me just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. So long ago, when I woke up to the truth of who I was. And I receive so many messages that it's only right we dive into it. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello there? So along my early journey, I started to realize things aren't always what they seem. And when I say indigo, what am I talking of? I'm talking about the parapsychologist, Nancy Ann Tappy. Beautiful mind. Who had synesthesia and she started to see that the babies being born in the 60s, they had an indigo aura. And they were specifically coming to planet Earth to help planet Earth, to awaken planet Earth to a higher level of consciousness. And the indigos had crystals, and the crystals had rainbows. Now, these are all labels. Some people say free spirits. Whatever name you have for it, there is something going on. There is a massive awakening happening on the planet. We are in the information age. This channel has inspired millions of people. It has inspired people who inspire millions of people only through diving deep. So how would you recognize you are an indigo, crystal, starseed, or rainbow child? Well, I've got news for you. We all are. The great Carl Sagan said the nitrogen in our DNA, the calcium in our teeth, the iron in our blood, the carbon in our apple pies were made from the interior of collapsing stars. We are all made of star stuff. Slow motion this side. I was born on March 3rd. 3-3. Powerful number. The number of higher knowledge and wisdom. That is why this channel is growing so much. We'll come to that later. So, It starts like this. If you are rejecting authority, if you are rejecting authority, that's how to know. Many indigos, many starseeds, many people who identify themselves as crystals or rainbow children reject authority. There is no guru in the new paradigm on planet Earth, because everyone is a guru. Just like in ancient Egypt, on every temple it said, know thyself. Once you know thyself, you come to know the gods and the universe. The cosmos lives within you. So when you are rejecting all authority, as soon as you're born, you have parents telling you what to do. You go to school, teachers telling you what to do. You get a job, your boss telling you what to do. So all throughout your life, you've got someone telling you what to do. I didn't want to be someone who told people what to do. I talk about becoming your greatest version. I can only share with you what's helped me along my journey, because I know a lot of people who dive deep on this channel are already awakened, right? I got people who are in their teens sending me stuff. I'm like, whoa, you've been diving deep. Because when I was a teenager, I started to go through an awakening, so I know what it's like. Rejecting all authority from institutions, dogma, right? Dogma. All of these things, religions, and anything which is trying to keep you in a box, right? If you're always trying to get out of that box, that's how to know. You are an indigo, crystal, starseed, or rainbow child. You can't be held in a box. You can't be contained. So, you are the questioner of your family. What am I talking about? You started to scratch your head a little while ago, and now you're starting to realize that the story you've been told about planet Earth isn't adding up. If you are having those kinds of questions, chances are you are a starseed. Now, we are all starseeds. It's just that so many of us on the planet are in amnesia. We have forgotten who we are. The indigos, the crystals, the rainbows, they remember who they are. That they are made of star stuff. That they are infinite beings with infinite potential. That is available and accessible to all of us. It's just that many of us have forgotten. So, as an indigo, as a rainbow, as a crystal, you're going to be questioning your reality. Why is this happening? Can I trust everything I see on the news? Can I trust everything I watch on the TV? You probably won't be even watching the TV, because you would be going on the journey within. Many indigos and crystals always question the official story. That's why they're so powerful. Now, sometimes your friends might laugh at you because you think differently. That's how to tell. I receive a lot of messages from people, and they're always like, Ralph, I grew up and I always felt I was different, even at school. I did too. As a chance, you're probably an indigo or crystal if you've been on the higher wave of consciousness and awareness. Because many times when you are going through a spiritual awakening, it feels like you are way ahead of your time. Now, it doesn't mean you're better than anyone else. It just means that you remember who you are. Okay? Many of us, we have been turned into mindless automatons on the planet. Oh my gosh! Don't worry about it. I was for a long time, until I realized I wasn't really living, I was just existing. Many indigos, crystals, and rainbows are all about living, having a more fulfilling life experience. Have you always been the black sheep of your family? Right? Or the white sheep of your family? Have you always been the odd one out? Wearing odd socks in the house? Okay? Many times it works like this, that when I say indigo, I'm referring to an auric color, to a vibrational frequency. So many times, indigos, crystals, star seeds, and rainbows are born into households where they are the only one with this kind of consciousness. You will know what I'm talking about if it's happening to you out there. And if you're diving deep, chances are it is. So growing up, even for me, I was getting into big metaphysical books at the age of 12. Nobody understood what I was going through, right? Even I didn't at one point, okay? Because I was way ahead of my time. I've met indigo children, crystal children, rainbow children, star seeds, and some of them, they might be 9 years old, but they are super advanced. And because of this, it might create a lot of problems in the household, because you are starting to see the Maya, we go back to the Indus Valley, the Maya, meaning the illusion world, okay? And there is the real world, there is the organic world, but there is also the Maya all around us, okay? You've seen the Matrix, it's kind of like that. So because of this, you recognize when you don't really get on with everyone, even in your family and even with your friends. You can be with them, but you don't really think like them, right? So many times, a lot of indigo, star seeds, and crystals have a deep longing to find their soul tribe. I had for a long time. Then I said, okay, where is everyone? Where did you go? Then I realized that the only way I can do that is if I start sharing my journey. This channel has over 1 billion minutes watched. I never have to work again in my life. You see, that's what happens when you follow your true calling. You realize you will always be rich for life. We'll come to that later. So, 7-day vegan challenge is going fantastic, by the way. Shout out to everybody doing it, stuffing grapes and raspberries and pears in your mouth. Many indigos and crystals, star seeds as well, and rainbow children. If you want to recognize if you are one, how to tell, what are you eating? Many indigos are not even in the 3D most of the time. They're in the astral realm. They're in different dimensions. Okay? So, they realize that all life form is precious. No life form is better than the other. I can't say, okay, this cow was just made for me. That's why I went vegan over 13 years ago. Best choice I've ever made. It saved my life. And it made me incredibly happy. Because I said animals are my friends. I love my dog. I love the cat down the road. I don't want to take another life. A life I can't create. Slow motion this side. So it is for this reason. Many indigos, crystals, star seeds, and rainbows are eating a vegan diet, a plant-based diet, a raw food diet, vegetarian, because they're starting to realize, and this is the shift, I predicted that you're going to see a whole shift of people going vegan. And it's funny because people used to write to me saying, oh my gosh, Ralph, what are you doing? These are the same people doing the 7-day vegan challenge. These are the same people who watch my videos. We've created a whole wave of change. This is the future. Many indigos, star seeds, rainbows, crystals feel as old as time. Happened to me along my early journey. I was 15 and I felt like 30. Because I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm back on planet Earth. I've been here before. It's like deja vu. It's like, oh my gosh, I remember this place. What am I doing here? Okay. They have a clear memory of their past lives. They have a deep connection to ancient lands. Okay. Being this star stuff, a lot of people who are indigos will tell you they are from a star constellation, the Pleiades, Sirius. Okay. So many times if you identify with even a star constellation, if that is resonating with you, that's how to know. Many times it's even from an ancient land. We can talk of Lemuria, powerful place of higher consciousness. We've forgotten the ways of our ancient people. We're coming back though. Now, they will label you. Okay, I receive so many messages from people saying, Ralph, I've got bipolar, I've got ADHD, I've got this, I've got that. I used to work with people with ADHD as a psychologist and autism and all kinds of stuff. And they will label you because our society doesn't know how to deal with people who think outside of the box. Slow motion this side. It doesn't know what to do with you. Many indigos are unconventional thinkers, unorthodox in their approach to life. And therefore, their behavior might seem strange when you're trying to mold them into a society which wasn't built for them. And a lot of the times, if you are being labeled a lot, okay, you have to say, wait a minute, do I really have something? Or is this just an awakening sign? Okay, and that's what I realized even along my journey. I thought, gosh, I'm having all of this anxiety. That anxiety I was having when I used to be on the train and stuff was really me, my inner voice, telling me that you're here for a bigger purpose. There's more to life. There's more to life. How to tell if you're a starseed, a crystal, or a rainbow child is if you have a strong sense of self, if you stand up for something, you don't want to just be another brick in the wall, chances are you won't go far. Because I'm so different, I made a difference, inspiring millions of people, rich for life, that's a guarantee. Only because I'm different. If you are also different, chances are you're on the new wave of consciousness which is on the planet. Okay, you've got the millennials, right? They're different names. But many people who realize that all they want to do is start living a more organic and authentic life, chances are you are crystal or rainbow child. It works like this. Many times indigos will always say a normal life is boring. Rainbows will always say a normal life is boring. Star seeds will always say a normal life is boring because we came from the stars, right? We were swirling all around. And you're telling me I got to stay in a cubicle for 9 hours? Are you crazy? Right? So I started to realize a normal life was boring many years ago, and I said every single day I wake up, I just want to live in infinite abundance. I've done that, and I'm inspiring other people to do it. When people write back to me saying, gosh, Ralph, I'm having a great time. Thank you. Your video saved my life. It's a great feeling. That's what we're here for. Many indigos, crystals, starseeds, and rainbows came to planet Earth to specifically raise the vibration of the planet. They came to planet Earth to help people, right? They came to planet Earth to help people. They came to planet Earth to make the world a better place. Oh my gosh, Ralph, that seems like they're here to save the world. Well, many indigos, starseeds, crystals, and rainbow children often feel like they do. And that's why I always tell you that if you are sometimes feeling overwhelmed because you're like, oh my gosh, I have this urge just to help people, right? Chances are you are one. Because most people on the planet don't naturally gravitate towards that, or we would have an entirely different world. But many starseeds often feel this is their duty. They've been incarnating over and over and over again. They know what they're here to do. That's why they're so powerful. That's why people gravitate towards them. That's why these people are the game changers of planet Earth. Mark my words. They're all in Silicon Valley creating the apps you're using right now. We have to start seeing that if you feel you came here to be free, okay, if you've got a tattoo saying be free, chances are you're an indigo, crystal, starseed, or rainbow child. If freedom is a priority for you, that's how to know. When freedom is the highest priority for you, right on. Or left on, definitely. For most people, freedom is not a priority, so they end up creating someone else's reality. They end up living someone else's life. They end up putting their dreams on hold. Indigos, starseeds, crystals, and rainbows always realize that, hey, I'm going to make this the best life experience ever. And that means I got to let go of all of these distractions. Okay. So that's really how to know if you are an indigo, crystal, starseed, or rainbow child. You know. Thank you.